kudos to you for keeping in there on this audio program. This is our module 5, and I'm so excited that you're still with me, and I'm encouraged by that. And you are definitely feeding your mind and your ability to tap into what your executive presence is. I have a saying that I came across years ago, a quote that I heard, and I just adopted it and tried to make it a big part of my life. And that's really what this whole audio program has been all about, is sharing with you those things that I have found in my life that have made me successful and be able to achieve my goals and my dreams. And that saying is, if you're not climbing, you're sliding. You are never standing still. So if you are not climbing, you're sliding, because we are never ever standing still. I know that you can uncover, realize, and accomplish your potential, because I truly believe that nothing is impossible. And this is module 5. And thank you. Let's kind of review what we've covered so far. First off, our goal was to take you through what to wear to be more persuasive and polished. So we've gone through that last module. We took you through tips for dressing for success. We took you through what different colors mean and how they impact your daily life. We also explored you can accessorize the different ensembles or outfits that you put on so that you have power and you feel powerful. And it's just a great statement. Then we also took you through some hygiene do's and don'ts in our last module. Throughout this program, we've also talked about another objective we had was how to move your body to enhance your communication. In module 3, we took you through how you communicate in all sorts of aspects, both verbally and non-verbally. We talked about what power words are important for you to implement so that you can get your message across with strength. We also talked about how you can eradicate certain words from your vocabulary and the power of a pause. We also explored vocal variety. In module 2, we talked about all that nonverbal communication. So we spent a lot of time about nonverbals and how your nonverbals can either impact what you're saying or detract. So how you can utilize nonverbals to engage in the way that you would desire to engage. And again, all these aspects that we've talked about in clothing to wear and communication is not just about how you're communicating to your outside world, to your external world, but what's going on inside, because you're talking all the time to your internal world. We also talked about your mindset and how it can create your outcomes. And we talked about in module 1 about your self-image and how that is the start of that. Another learning objective that we had was how to stay professional and positive throughout the day. And that's what we're going to discuss and explore in this module. So how do we stay professional and positive throughout the day? And really what I've entitled this module is the mindset of an executive. What exactly is the mindset of an executive? A lot of times we may be in a professional world and we think that, oh, we're never going to be that executive. It's those people in that office. But really, truly, we each can have that mindset of an executive. We each are in charge of our own destiny. I've talked about how you can't control other people. You can only control yourself. And self-control is truly the highest form of control. So whatever your mindset is basically what you're going to pull into your world. So the more we have a mindset of, I'm in charge of my destiny, I get to decide how I react to things around me, I get to decide what path I take and how I'm willing to grow, how I'm willing to push the bubble. All of those things with regard to my mindset are the ways that I can have the mindset of an executive. For instance, even if I work for someone else, and I've experienced this when I've worked for other companies, that the minute I start to put myself as I'm in charge of Linda Yates Consulting or Linda Yates Incorporated, if I'm working for someone else, that means that I am an executive. I'm an executive in my life. Because, and then the people that I work for, they happen to be my customers, right? The people that I work with on teams, they're part of my customers too. So again, it's all that mindset, the way, that perspective that you take on as an executive. Your mindset is critical to your success. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're probably right. Let me say that again. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're probably right. Isn't it true? Our perception becomes our reality. I want you to have the perception that you have power and you have so much potential so that you can achieve and you can set out and you can hit your goals, your dreams, and all of your hopes. Because I know that that is possible for you. So the first thing we have to do is we have to open up our minds to that. Now, in this module, we're going to take you through several different ways that you can do that and different strategies that I've worked with different clients that I've seen work for them and that I've utilized and put in place myself. Certain best practices that I've studied and implemented, things that have worked well for me, and I want to share those with you. And it all starts with a morning kickstart. The morning kickstart. Now, at some point in our lives, as we're growing up from adolescence to adulthood, we may go kicking and screaming to adulthood. But at some point, we realize that if it's to be, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to me. Because we're not going to have a mom that's going to get us up out of bed every day to get moving on our day, to get off to work. At some point in time, we realize that we're in charge of our own destiny. And because you have gotten this program, you realize that. You're an adult. You understand that the power is in your hand for you to be able to move your goals, your dreams, your aspirations forward. One of the things that happened to me when I was growing up, first off, I had this desire and this dream to grow up really fast because I thought grownups had it made in the shade, baby. And it was funny because I was rushing to grow up, which is not a bad thing, I guess. But through that process, I also realized that I'm always growing up. And I'm always learning new things. And that's the beauty of life, right? It's the process. It's the journey. And it's being able to look at that journey and really cleave and hook into that journey. So that one of the things that I realized as I was rushing to grow up is I thought it'd be really cool to be a grown-up. So what do grown-ups do, right? Grown-ups at some point realize that the day that they have control of when they start their day. So when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, I thought, oh yeah, it'd be really cool to sleep in. But when I was a grown-up, when I became a grown-up, I realized that, wow, if I sleep in, I lose a lot of great productive hours of the day. So that was one of the things for me that I became a grown-up faster as I matured. When I was in high school, I was part of the high school drill team. And that was a wonderful experience. I'm a dancer. I was minoring in dance and I love dance. I've been dancing since I was, 5 years old with tap and acrobats, gymnastics, jazz dancing, ballroom dancing. I competed in ballroom dancing. So I love to dance. As I was a teenager and I was in this drill team, we would have practices early, early in the morning on a summer morning. For instance, we had to be ready to go for drill team practice at 7 o'clock in the morning. So that meant I had to get out of bed by 6 o'clock in the morning to get some breakfast, to get in the car, to get to that practice. that early in the morning by 7 o'clock. Because also too, it would happen, and then we'd have drilling practice for about an hour and a half, and then it would start to get warm. You know, the sun would come up, plus of course your parents got to get on with their day. So I learned as a teenager the value of getting up early in the morning. Now, when I was a teenager, getting up early on a summer morning, you know, without school, that wasn't the funnest thing. Now, I also have to share with you, and I think I already have, that I grew up in a farming family. So people were already out working in my house. So I grew up with people getting moving very quickly. Okay. And the way I used to wake up when I was a kid is my mom, was blessed to grow up in a pretty large home. And my mom, it was several levels, would call down from the kitchen dining area and yell in the morning, "Linda, get up." Now, that was not the best alarm system that there ever was. In fact, I hated that, and it just was so irritating. But nonetheless, my mother made sure I got up, which I'm very grateful for. And she taught me great principles and great lessons. And then at one point, I think I asked one Christmas for an alarm clock so that I could get myself up. And to prove that I got myself up, I had to get up before I got her alarm clock. But growing up on that farming community, having those drill team practices early in the summer morning, those were great habits. And they taught me that my mind is freshest in the morning. They taught me about getting a jump on the day. Now, you may say that, Linda, I am a night owl. In fact, my older sister, Carolyn, she is a night owl. In fact, she kind of comes alive at night and can be up for hours and hours and hours. So getting up early morning for her doesn't work so well. Or she's not as agile mentally. So we're all going to have different periods of the day that we can create. And we really tap into our greatest potential. Or what I like to say, that executive potential, that executive presence. So there's different parts of the day that are the most productive for us. So you are going to have to find out for you what it is. But I would dare say, percentage-wise, that most individuals find that if they get up, quite frankly, before dawn, before the crack of dawn, get up early, get a jump on what they need to accomplish in the day, they are less distracted. They are able to feel that sense of accomplishment and keep that momentum going. And their mind's the keenest after having that night's rest. That old saying, early to bed, early to rise. I'm a big proponent of that. I'm a big proponent of not staying up all night. Also, in all the research that I have done and implemented and clients that I've worked with, one of the things that I coach and advise my clients is to try to keep the same schedule every day and even on the weekends. And the more that you can do that, then your body hits into that rhythm, that rest rhythm, that work rhythm, and you're just more balanced. And because I'm a Libra and I don't follow the signs so much, but I do find it fascinating. Again, all of this is interesting information for me, and so that's why I'm sharing it with you, is as a Libra, I am drawn to balance. The sign of the Libra is scales. So balance in every aspect of my life, my physical part of my life. So I believe getting up early in the morning, getting going, is the best medicine to think like and be like and have that mindset of an executive. Now, one of the things that happens is a morning kickstart. So I've talked about just the fact of getting up and getting going in the morning. But what's a kickstart? We each have kind of our routines and our schedules and our systems, if you will. And you may not think that you have a system. You're just taking it as it comes, or you just play each day as it comes to you. But I would submit that if I was to follow you around for a week and I would watch you and observe you, that you would have certain systems, certain processes, certain routines that you were always doing and implementing. And those systems or those routines, if we look at them and we determined, are they helping us reach our goals or are they hindering us? And if they're hindering us, then I encourage you to put those on a stop doing list. Stop doing lists are a great tool. I have implemented them. I have clients that implement them because to-do lists are great, right? And a lot of us continue to grow our lists of, oh, I want to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I've got this project. I've got to do all these things for that project. But a stop doing list. Wow, that's powerful. Because if I put on a stop doing list, then I am recognizing that there's something that is detracting me from reaching my goals. For instance, if you have a habit of hitting the snooze button a lot and you're wanting to get more done in the day, or you're wanting to get a jump on your day, or you're just wanting to have more energy, then stop hitting the snooze button. Because the minute you start hitting the snooze button, you're mentally telling yourself, oh, I'm not ready to wake up. So I'm not ready to wake up, or I'm not ready to wake up. So I do encourage you that if you hit the snooze button a lot and you are truly trying to be more productive and have an executive mindset, that you put that stop doing list together and you put stop hitting the snooze button on that. Other ways of what your morning kickoff routine is. Now, I have a process that I go through, and depending on the day, depending on the type of meetings, depending on if I'm traveling, going to speak, there's at certain points, it's going to start earlier than other points for me. But one of the things that's really important for me to do in my morning kickstart is to spend time feeding my heart and my soul. And what do I mean? It's my spirit. So whether it's through prayer or meditation or both, even studying scriptures, words written by God, or something that feeds you spiritually, that feeds your spirit. Because again, we're all these different parts. And as I mentioned, balance is really key to being successful and tapping into your edge and your ability to achieve success. So my morning start includes prayer and meditation. It includes some study. And it not just study for my spirit, but also study in my industry. I'm learning. I spend time every morning studying in my industry, learning more about all these techniques and all these tips and all these things that I share with you. I'm studying every day in my industry. I'm also writing in my journal. That's part of my morning kickstart as well. I note things that I'm grateful for, things that occurred the day before, or perhaps things that are going to be happening in this day. All these little things start off my day in a positive way. And then one of the things I've had to break myself of, and I'm going to admit this, is I've been an email alcoholic, an email-aholic, in that I'm always looking, checking always email, always checking email. I like to think I'm extremely responsive. And one of the things I've had to stop doing is to stop looking at my email all throughout the day, stop responding throughout the day. One of the things that I've learned through all my studying and self-evaluation and realizing those things to be most productive and studying high achievers is that they don't respond to emails all throughout the day. They set aside time to deal with email, whether that's a couple times a day or whatever the case may be. There's a certain period that they deal with their email. And in fact, I love what Brendon Burchard says about email. Email is like other people's agenda for you. And that really sunk in with me. And the reason is because I think that was really true. That's how I was operating, is I was operating on other people's agenda rather than my own agenda. Now, if you're in a customer service role, in fact, one of my clients is a manager over a major customer service department. Email is really critical to her. But one of the things that we worked through was, is there a way that she could cap the time at different parts of the day that she spends on that so that she can be creative and do other work and other requirements that is needed of her. So that email is such a tool that you can limit so that it is a powerful tool for you to use when you need to use it. And one of the things that finally occurred to me too was email is replacing like the U.S. postal mail. So before email was prevalent, and yes, I was working in the professional world before it was prevalent, you would go pick up the mail once a day. Oh, I'm going to go pick up the mail. You'd go get the mail, you sit down, you'd look at the mail, and then you determine what you're going to do with the mail. Same sort of principle applies. Just because email can be instantaneous, it doesn't have to rule your life. It doesn't have to rule it doesn't have to rule your work. So what I like to do is I do my morning kickstart. Also part of that kickstart is determining what it is I want this day to be, what my plan is, what I plan to accomplish, what's on my to-do list, what's priority, and then listing that out. One of the great books in order to being productive and time management. I love this book by David Allen, Getting Things Done. That is an awesome book. David Allen, Getting Things Done. A friend of mine, an entrepreneur, when I finally made the leap, kind of the leap was forced on me too. That's a story for itself someday. But when I finally had that leap of, okay, I guess I am doing my own business full time. This isn't just a little coaching consulting on the side for this person or these people that need help or, oh yeah, Linda, can you do this? Yeah, you know, that sort of thing. No, it became my business. I became the CEO, even more so of my life at that point. He recommended this book to me and he said, Linda, you'll thank me later. And I sing praises to him, Jay. Thank you, Jay, for showing and pointing me towards this incredible book, Getting Things Done by David Allen. So if you haven't read that, I would encourage you to jump into it full force. He talks in that book about using the systems that you have. If you have a system that you utilize it and that you continue consistently to utilize it. So thinking about what it is you want to get done, prioritizing that, and then selecting how much time you want to spend on each of those tasks and those items. Now, as an executive, you get interruptions throughout the day. Even as an individual, you get interruptions throughout the day. Not every day goes as you fully are going to plan it. Things happen. So in your day, just as you would budget things happening with your money, like a blow piece of funding in your budget, right? For blow money or whatever, you create blow time or flexible time, right? That then it is your buffer to kind of move or shift things around, but laying all those things out. Once you've determined what it is, how you want your day to be, then you can start with your day and then get into the email or spend so much time capped on email. Another productivity tip that I have found to be very useful for me is to set a timer. Setting a timer has been so instrumental, especially in social media. Social media is really easy to get taken down a path of spending too much time in that platform, Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the different social media sites. So if I set a timer about how much time I'm going to spend in that day in social media, and when that timer's done, I am done. I am moving on to the next thing on my to-do list. That's how executives are productive, and some organization tools for high performers. And that's kind of what I'm giving you right now, some organization tool for high performers. Now, I talked about systems. So a dear friend of mine, an executive, she would lay out her clothes, for the week. She would think about her different outfits, her different accessories for those outfits, and the different looks that she wanted for each day of her week at the beginning of the week. So if there was ironing, pressing she needed to do to certain clothing items, she'd take care of that on the weekend. Just like I've worked with incredible moms and executives that also are cooking for a family. They've got a young family. They've spent time on their weekend cooking meals, putting them in the freezer, pulling them out, and putting a plan in place. All these different little systems will help you reach the performance and reach the goals that you have. They're just great tips. One of the great things that I learned years ago was that if I had a system, I was visiting some friends and I noticed that they had a plate in their entryway on an entry table. The plate had a, and it was a decorative, pretty plate. It had keys sitting on it. And that's where they would drop their keys as they would come in and out of their home. That's where their car keys or house keys, you know, their set of keys or work keys, their keys would go on this plate. Something really simple, but I saw that and I thought, oh, that's a great idea. Because I don't know about you, but I've lost my keys before. When my kids were little, they would go walking away and that would cause great stress and consternation. In fact, there was this one time our oldest had, yeah, he was a toddler and my husband was getting ready to leave and he couldn't find his keys. Could not find his keys. Well, he finally found them and they were thrown behind the range. They somehow, Trevor had somehow gotten them behind the range. So he had spent hours tearing the house apart looking for these keys. So it's a system as simple as having a plate for keys is part of that executive mindset. So think about and take a few minutes now and hit pause on this program and lay out the systems for you that you utilize right now, or maybe some ideas, maybe hopefully that have sparked while you've been listening to this, and write them down. So if you're driving, just hit pause. Don't write them down now, but maybe make a voice recording if you got a voice recorder on your phone. All right, welcome back. And hopefully you did that and you wanted to implement that, because I want you to implement this program so that you realize success in the things that you're doing. So I've given you a couple ideas, a couple thoughts with regard to the morning kickstart program, whatever your morning routine is, so that you can feed those different aspects of you so that then you are engaged and you're energized to move forward with your day. I've also talked about some organization tools for high performers. I've shared with you a book about getting things done. David Allen's a great book on time management and the ability to get that information in. Now I'd like to talk about what you feed your mind throughout the day. What are you putting in your head throughout the day? That morning routine is really critical to setting the groundwork, the framework for how the day goes, of being in a positive place and not being in a negative place. But what is it that you're feeding yourself, your mind throughout the day? What are the things that you're saying to yourself? In Module 1, we talked about self-esteem and we talked about self-talk and turning negative comments and thoughts into positive affirmations. So that's great if you can trigger and really talk yourself through that. In fact, I was watching a video of a very famous YouTuber who talked about how she realized that she was anorexic, that the things going on in her head weren't right, and that she was sick, and she was struggling with being anorexic. And she said it took a lot of years to get through this process, and she still works on it. She's always having to work on it. But that she had to realize what it was she was telling herself and getting rid of and changing her brain waves and her brain works. Tony Robbins talks about how chasing thoughts away that are negative and going through a 7-day period where only positive thoughts. So the minute you start to have a negative thought, oh, you have to stop and turn it into a positive. So feeding your mind is really critical. So we have the things that are already going on in our head already, right? But what is it around us? What is our external world saying to us? What are those aspects that are feeding our mind? One of the biggest contributors to whether or not you have a positive mindset is that of being informed or sticking with the news. Now, it is very important to be informed, especially when it comes to your business and what the industry is. And that's part of the reason why in the morning kickstart, I spend time studying in my industry so that I am familiar and I know what are the trends are and what's going on. So I'm not living in a bubble. So I'm always educating myself. The downside to always being up on what's going on in the world and the trends is you get sucked into what's going on in the world. So think about those news stories that you see. That old saying, if it bleeds, it leads. That negative, the naysaying, that all that information that's out there that's negative, and that begins to drag you down. I realized this years ago as speaking across the country. Part of my morning routine, as I would go week in and week out, different major cities each week, I would, quite frankly, part of being avoiding being alone was, you know, have the TV on and start the day out with the morning talk shows, the news shows. I thought, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. I should be up on what's going on in the world and what was happening. And it was, you know, it was fun, interesting, you know, the human stories or the trends or the, you know, just what's happening. And when this stopped for me, or when I realized, whoa, what am I feeding into my mind? What types of things am I saturating? Because we take in so much information all the time. Visually, we're taking in information. Auditorially, kinesthetically, the way things we taste, we're always processing information. And we're even blocking information. We're blocking information that we don't even think about. Subconsciously, it's like, okay, well, I know, for instance, if I hear a fan running, you know, maybe it's the air conditioning or the heat, and I hear that fan, I block that out because I really don't need to think about it because it's happening and it's doing its thing. But I know that it's there. Subconsciously, I already know that it's there. So we're always taking in the information into our psyche and our mind. Well, the event that changed this for me was the event of 9/11. 9/11, I was speaking to a group of about 85, 90 CPAs, attorneys, and a handful of IRS agents in Las Vegas, Nevada. I was putting on this program, and a lot of my morning start routine includes also getting a workout in. I'm going to talk about working out in a little bit. And I went for a run in downtown Las Vegas. And as I was running, the sun was coming up. And I thought, wow, what a beautiful day. It is just gorgeous outside. And I was so excited to be starting this new, beautiful day. And I thought, wow, what a beautiful world we live in. And I remember having all these thoughts of just joy and contentment and fulfillment. Well, I came in and my phone was ringing and I answered my phone and it was a colleague from the East Coast asking me, Linda, have you turned on your news? I'm like, nope, just went for a run. Turn on your news. Turned on my news. And just as I turned on my news, the second plane was coming into the World Trade Center. And I was like, what? I was shocked. That moment changed. And most of us, if we were alive during that moment, can remember exactly where we were during that moment. There's certain moments in your life that you'll never forget that. I was so stunned. I didn't know what to think. So, of course, then the news stayed on. I went to speak in front of these 90 professionals. They were in shock. I was in shock. TVs were around us all throughout the conference center. In fact, they were bringing more TVs in. People trying to connect to family. People trying to figure out what this meant. And everyone is just in shock. Well, during those next few days, as I was stuck in Las Vegas with this program, headquarters called me and said, Linda, what do you want to do? Because we were putting on this training program. And I said, well, the show must go on. We're stuck here. Let's just do and move forward with the training. So, and we, you know, we said, those that feel like they need to leave, you leave, you know, do what you need to do. But we're going to continue on with the program. And that's what we did. We continued on with the program. And so those few days, everybody was just, you know, living by the TV with every beat of their breath, right? Watching things unfold, listening to stories, on and on. Well, I don't remember how many hours or days that I finally said, it's enough. I had to turn it off. Because I just wanted to cry. As it was. Now, when I finished that training program, I was scheduled to go to another city for the training program. And as I was in Las Vegas, you know, all the planes were grounded. And the hotel we were at was actually not right on the strip. It was off the strip a little bit. And it was a hotel where a lot of the pilots and flight attendants for all sorts of different airlines were staying at. So they were grounded. They were enjoying partying or, you know, I'm sure just kind of trying to deal with the stress, hanging out by the pool. And it was so quiet because no planes were flying. And I'll never forget that when they finally decided to start allowing flights to leave, I remember hearing that first jet. And I felt like I could breathe again. So in that experience, I realized that the news wasn't helping my mindset. The news wasn't helping me reach my goals and my objectives. So I begin to shut down from always feeding myself the news. So I would encourage you to and caution you that whatever it is you're putting in your mind, that it be uplifting. That it be information that is useful for you to achieve what it is you're desiring to achieve. That the news or that the information that you're taking into your life edifies. That there's positivity in that. Cutting yourself away from negative situations and negative people will open up so much more energy for you. And being able to reach your goals, to reach your dreams, to realize your potential. So watch what it is you feed yourself and what's going on in your head and those things that you're seeing. Just as the same with, I'll never forget, Stephen Covey used to talk about this all the time, about turn off the television. Now, I admit, I love TV. And there are some days that if I'm not feeling good or I just want to crawl in a hole, I just want to not even think and I just want to watch show after show after show. Thankfully, that is not in every week occurrence because otherwise I wouldn't be getting anything done. But Stephen Covey said something years ago that I heard him say and it really struck a chord with me. He said that would you rather watch other people live their lives or would you like to live your life? I thought, that's a really great question. Do I just want to be a spectator? Or do I want to be out there and doing it? And for me, I want to be out there and do it. So mindset of an executive, that's what executive thinks. They're making it happen. They realize they're in control of their destiny, that they're in control of themselves. So everything you put out there is feeding your mind all the time. Those things you read, those things you watch, those things you listen to, all of these things are impacting your mindset and your psyche and your ability to draw on positive energy that will help you reach and achieve your goals. Your mindset is really important. So, what to feed your mind throughout the day? So, what are some things that maybe you could feed your mind throughout the day? So, let's think about that. For you, it might be, again, spending a little bit of time in your industry, seeing what some trends are. For you, it might be self-development. What's a skill that you're wanting to get better at and more proficient at? Who are some people that you need to reach out to that you just want to help and give service to? By being in that positive mindset of being that giver instead of that taker, and or being that the search, the quest for knowledge, knowledge that will be beneficial to help you grow and, again, mature to be this functioning, fantastic adult that you were meant to be. All of those different aspects feeding into your mind will then produce incredible information. Also, those people that you hang around impact you as well. They impact your mindset. So if there's people that are drawing negative energy or sucking energy out of you, then you want to change that. And you want to distance yourself from them a ways away. This aspect of keeping your mindset crisp and clean, learning positive information, useful information, stretching yourself, reevaluating your goals and what it is you're trying to achieve. These are all tremendous aspects in helping you tap in to your greatest edge and executive presence. Now, I'd like to share with you what I believe the secret weapon is to energy. Now, as I came up initially with my logo several years ago, for my company, I wanted something that would encapsulate who I am and what my brand is and what I wanted my company's brand to be and the message that I wanted to project. Now, if you've ever looked at my logo, hopefully what you see is you see energy. And one of the things that I've realized in my quest is I've been continuing to explore what my message is so that I can share my message with others to help them tap into what their potential is I realize that I'm an energy guru. I just like to suck in energy. I want energy. And I get energy from all sorts of different sources. But exercise is your secret weapon to energy. Exercise. And it doesn't matter what type of exercise that is for you. My dear friend and colleague, Suzanne Brew, wrote a great book called The 8 Colors of Fitness. And she has an actual fitness test. And she basically takes that process of like a Myers-Briggs assessment tool process, and she applies it to exercising. That we all each have our strengths or our personality as it relates to energy, as it relates to exercise. I would encourage you to go check that out and take that for yourself. So I've given you a couple tools already in this module of different books to check out. I've talked about David Allen's Getting Things Done and now Suzanne Brew's The 8 Colors of Fitness. So go check out that information. That's great information. Because for you, you may not like to do the type of exercise that I do. Now, as I talked about, I love energy. I love the sun. I get great energy from the sun. I get great energy from light. I get great energy from positive individuals. But the thing that feeds me the most internal energy. And what I'm able, again, to control is how much I exercise and what I do for exercise. Growing up, as I said, I used to dance. And so I've always been fascinated with movement. And I like watching dance. I love movement. I love to move. It feels good. It feels great. So I saw once how men let off stress and how they kind of release things that are boiling or tensing up in them. And in fact, this may be a tip you want to employ, my dear gentlemen friends, is if you're stressed or you're overwhelmed or you're discouraged or you're angry or you've got just stuff going on in your life that you want to root out, one of the best ways for you to release that is to do a deep burp. Now, I would encourage you not to burp in front of other people, okay? Because that's just rude. Go somewhere private or somewhere that's outside that no one else is around you and just burp and let it out. That's a way that men release that tension, that anxiety, that stuff, that discouragement. So burping and releases that. And that's a very positive thing for a man to do, is to burp. So if you're experiencing some stress in your life, go somewhere and burp. But don't do it in front of other people. Okay, again, that's just rude. For women that feel anxious or discouraged or life is just kind of pressing on you and you feel overwhelmed, women, dance. Go out and dance. Shake your body. Move your body. That releases energy for women. That is that valve that allows women to come to a calmer place. So go dance. Now, you can do that in private, or you could do that in front of someone. Someone might think you're a little bit crazy or kind of a bit goofy, but if you don't care, dance like no one's watching. I love that saying, dance like no one's watching. So dance to release that. All of these things are ways to help you increase your energy. Now, exercise, as I said, is different for each one of us. An exercise, a strenuous exercise for you, maybe just walking up the stairs, being cognizant that, wow, if I do so many stairs a day, then that's burning a little bit of energy and it's getting my heart rate a little bit, and that'll just keep me active. Or get a monitor that you can measure your steps and get it those 10,000 steps a day and gauge and track how you're doing on walking. So just start walking. Exercise for you might be doing P90X. I've had the opportunity to do that program. It's an incredible program. It may not be for everyone, though. It's hard work. And I worked my way up to P90X. But one of the things I realized as I continue to mature and become a grown up was that, well, first off, I like being active. But I realized after having three kids that the only person that could control what my body would eventually end up looking like and doing was myself. Again, it comes back to self-control. So if I was going to take control of my physical being, again, that balance, then I needed to exercise. I needed to figure out how to exercise. For me as a young mom and a working professional, I knew the only time that I would be certain that I would get that workout in would be if I got up early in the morning and got that done. So I'm back now to the beginning of this module when I talked about getting up early. Now, you may find that as an athlete, and we're all athletes, and if we have an athlete mindset, again, the mindset is so critical. Your body is only going to be what you put in your mind that it is. If you think that you're a slob, guess what? You're going to have slob behaviors. You're going to eat like a slob. You're going to dress like a slob. But if you think of yourself or your body as a temple, what would you put in a temple? What would you be feeding a temple? What would you allow to come into that temple? If you think of yourself as an athlete, what does an athlete do? An athlete knows what they need as far as energy, what kind of food they need, so that they can perform in the way that they desire to perform. So what are your metaphors that you're putting to yourself? And your metaphors are critical in all aspects of your life, but especially critical in the way that you attack your physical well-being. Now, one of the things that I've noticed is we may all think that, yeah, we want to lose a few pounds, or, oh, I'm just fine the way I am. Our physical being is such an integral part of how we feel of energy, not just in how we look. And obviously, if you're the most fit that you can be and you feel good and being, you know, that you've taken care of yourself, your physical body, your physical temple, you're going to act like you feel good and you're going to have confidence. The more you take care of your body, the more energy you're going to have. Again, if you're not climbing, you're sliding. One of the best ways with regard to exercising, being motivated, is have a goal, right? And everything. And that's how executives think. They have goals. They have goals that they're striving for. They work on those goals every single day. And I love what Tony Robbins says, constant and never ending improvement in every aspect of your life. Constant and never ending improvement. You may say, well, Linda, I am so consumed right now in my career that I don't have time to work out. I would submit to you that park your car further away from the building, walk a few extra steps. If that is all that you can do, you do that. If you can only get a quick, high intensity interval training workout or a HIIT program, they call it, those HIIT programs are like 10, 15 minutes. If that's all that you can do a few times a week, then you do that. I would submit that you need it. You need it to keep your balance. You need it to keep everything working in your body. Because your health, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Your health is so critical, because all this other stuff, being professional, achieving your goals, hitting your potential, if you don't have your health, then all of this other stuff, the point is moot. And it doesn't matter what you do. So taking some time to spend on your health, your physical well-being. Exercise is your secret weapon to energy. I truly believe this. I know this. When I talk about goals, let me share with you a goal I had. As I mentioned, I've traveled all over the country speaking to several groups. And when I first started on this journey many, many, many years ago, and I was so excited, like, oh, this will be so glamorous and fabulous, and it'll be fun. I mean, I'm an Idaho farm girl. The furthest east I had ever traveled to that point in my life was Wisconsin. And that was kind of a fluke that I happened to go there. But really, the furthest east from that had been Wyoming. Okay. Because I was born and raised in Idaho. And I only went to Wyoming once at that point. So, and it was a road trip. So I was so excited, you know, wow, what a fabulous life. Well, I soon realized as I started on this journey that, okay, eating out a lot is not the healthiest form for eating out. I mean, we know this, right? We know about, there's a lot of to do, a lot of chat about organic food. Well, I grew up with organic food. I grew up on a farm. I grew up having a garden. So I was really fortunate in that instance. But so I started traveling, and every meal you're eating out. And then when you're eating with big groups, you have these big dinners. They're late dinners a lot of times. So there was just, eating out is not conducive to the best health. I made that decision right then and there. I was already running, and I had met a gentleman that was a co-speaker with me who was a photographer. It was his passion, his hobby. And he had this goal to shoot every zoo in the country, to to do photography at every zoo, to go and take photos in every zoo. And I thought, wow, that's a really cool goal. That's really, I was pretty amazed by that. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to run in every state in the country. I'm going to run in every state in the country. Now, as I started on this journey, I was not traveling to every state in the country. I was traveling to the major cities. So states like South Dakota, it's a great state, but didn't have a major city that we were going and putting on a program. So I had to become really creative in order to hit every state in the country. And it was really fun for me. And quite frankly, it set up my world as an executive too. It enhanced my world as an executive because it taught me strategic thinking on how to utilize a budget, how to be innovative, how to use a system, how to be accountable, how to set goals. It was more than just this physical goal. And it was more than just being healthy to have energy. By having this goal, this physical goal of running in every state in the country, and I did 40 states in 2.5 years. That was just absolutely amazing. And as I ran my last state, and then my last state that I ran, my celebratory state, was Hawaii. There was such this feeling of accomplishment. Wow, I did that. And then even throughout the years later, I'd mentioned I got into P90X. And I realized that as I embraced and focused on my physical health and my physical well-being, that other aspects of my life improved, especially my business, especially my career as a professional. Other people noticed, A, that I was taking care of myself. I had better posture. I had more energy. I had more mental energy. I was clearer. I was more focused. Physical exercise is your secret weapon to having that mindset of an executive. So again, I want to challenge you to think about what it is you can do to step up your physical activity. As I said, having a goal, you know, my daughter got married, and that began another goal for me and for my husband. My husband wanted to lose, I think, 25 pounds before that wedding. He wanted to be fit. You know, he knew we'd be seeing people we hadn't seen in years. He wanted to feel good. He wanted to look good. I wanted to be toned, and I wanted to make certain that I fit into the mother of the bride's dress that I was looking at. So I began having that goal so that I knew I would hit that goal. So what is your goal for your physical fitness? What event maybe that do you have coming in the next 6 months, 90 days? Another great tip with regard to physical activity is to take a photo of yourself in the very beginning on when you get on whatever plan you're going to get on. And I also would say, talk to your doctor before getting on a plan to make sure that you're healthy and can do that plan, and talk over with your doctor what exercise plan you're looking at. Work with a reputable trainer or get a reputable program. Check it out. See what makes sense for you. And again, constant and never-ending improvement, even baby steps. Just start with something. Then the next day you work out, do a little bit more, push a little bit extra. Do another rep. Do a little more with a little more intensity. Take a photo of yourself in the beginning of when you start your program. You're going to put in place a program. And if it's like a 90-day program, then it's at 31-day mark, take another photo at the next mark, the next 30 days later, 60 days, take another 61 days, take another photo. And then at the end of that 90 days, take a photo, and you will be absolutely amazed at the changes you see. Again, if we're not climbing, we're sliding. We are never, ever standing still. Things are always changing. Our physical appearance is always changing. Our health is changing. We have the ability to better those things for us. All these things feed into this executive mindset. I hope that you are able to put in place these different aspects. And just as a refresh of what we've covered in this module, there's been a lot of information. I hope that it's inspired you. I hope that it has sparked ideas for you so that you can have that mindset of an executive. We talked about the importance of a morning kickstart and whatever that kickstart for you is and what systems that you can put in place to help you achieve the most productive high performer that you can possibly be. We talked about organization tools for high performers. I talked about setting a timer. That's just such a great, I just love that. And that has been such a huge help for me. Talked about the great resource of David Allen's Getting Things Done. Even having separate email boxes, right? Or email folders, putting things in email to folders, having your organization with regard to your desk, having your organization in your closet. That's one of the things I talk about in my book, is putting that wardrobe together of having the organization in your closet. Having all these different tools will help you be a high performer and have that executive mindset. I talked about what to feed your mind throughout the day. What is it that you should be engaging in that can uplift, that can inspire, that can teach you? So plugging into positive things, positive music, positive podcasts, positive programs, things that are inspirational, things that relate to your industry, things that are teaching you new things. So those skills that can help build you into what you need to be to achieve what it is you're hoping to achieve. And then last but not least, we talked about exercise being your secret weapon. How your body is a temple. It is your tool for you to be able to wield and utilize. It is your resource, your time, your energy. These are some of your biggest resources. You, no one else is going to value your time and your energy more than you. So how are you valuing that? Are you letting other people determine your agenda for the day through email? Or are you in control of how it is you do what you need to do to accomplish your goals and your objectives? This has been such a great segment. I hope that you can apply all of these aspects. And I hope that through it, you will realize how you can uncover your strengths, that you can realize what's in store for you and the potential that you have so that you can accomplish your goals, your hopes, and especially your dreams. Know that nothing is impossible, and we'll see you on the next and last module. Thanks for hanging in with me.